Hello?
Dude, where are you?
What's going on?
What do you mean, what's going on?
We've started the show.
What show?
The Mike O'Mara Show, found on iTunes and the internet.
Don't you remember? It's the show that bears your name.
Oh, wait, are we doing a show today?
We thought we might.
We figured we could...
No, you're fine. No. Where are you, at the bank?
No, I'm making my way back from Washington, D.C., and I just got through the intersection where I had to give a dollar to the fireman who was holding out a boot.
Oh, fill the boot, Mike. That's for Jerry Lewis.
For his kids.
Yes, I was filling the boot. And so as I was filling the boot, I'm now making my way down Route 28, or as we like to refer to it, Sleepy Latino Way.
I think I know precisely where you are on your commute. From your present location, can you see a chicken restaurant?
No, Rob, I'm going on 28, which is not 234. What I can see is the lovely water tower in the great city of Manassas, and it's sort of a pale green, and it says, "Welcome to Manassas."
It must feel good to see that.
Oh. It does. Now, let me ask you guys, since this is almost a test run for the Skype, I'm curious, how is it sounding? It's, you guys sound great on my end. How does it sound on that
end?
I can barely understand you.
Yeah, it's really breaking up. Are you on Bluetooth?
If you could speak up.
Don't with me, Rob.
There's our first edit.
No, we figured, Mike, if this is truly the wave of the future, and if the day that you move to Florida and you know your base camp is there, this is what it's going to be like. This is a dry run.
Here's what I want to ask you.
I can't begin to tell you how much pleasure this gives me doing this show. I am very tempted to continue to drive around the block and just do this. I feel so relaxed.
Well, sure.
Phone up against my ear, looking at the Acura in front of me with a very pretty lady. Hello, lady.
That was a good car.
I'm surprised that when we called, you weren't listening to music. Did you turn down your radio when we called?
I did, Rob. As a matter of fact, I did turn it down.
What were you listening to? I'd like that.
Sounds like hip hop.
That's pretty.
What is that? The Grassroots? Stereophonic High Fidelity?
Here's my question to you. When are you going to stop phoning it in?
That's funny, Buzz. Buzz makes a funny.
All right, Mike, hurry
Burbank
home.
Makes a funny. That is very funny.
Mike, hurry home. Hello?
We miss you.
Frank? Oh, my God. What happened?
Nothing.
He's hit a pole.
He hung up.
I hit a pole. No, I'm fine. I was waiting. I said, that's funny. And then I was waiting for someone to see. I need to be there to direct. Right?
Yeah, I would have put the opening there, too.
This is the opening. And now, technically, this is the opening vignette for today, right?
Right. Yes, it is.
Oh, it's beyond technical. It's the actual.
Now, let me say, between the time you guys decided to call me on Skype and the time Raymond got it together, give me a time.
A good 2 minutes.
It wasn't that good.
Yeah. You know what? I want to work on that. I want to work. I want him to be more fleet. Has he ever done anything fast in his life, for Christ's sake?
Shocking. He actually tried to stop the show because he was concerned about the video feed more than he was actually concerned with the show.
He loves the video feed.
He loves anything feed.
Those 85 people that watch us on video.
Normally when you refer to the word
92.
92, Mike.
Yeah, 92. I'm going to unplug it when I get in there.
That should be good. Mike, if you would give us the go-ahead, we can begin the show.
Let me see. I'm pulling up to the house right now. That's it. Cue the music, Jim.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hello, little man. Boy. I sure heard a bunch about you. See, I was a good friend of your dad's. We were in that Hanoi pit of hell together over 5 years.
This watch was on your daddy's wrist when he was shot down on that Hanoi. He was captured, put in a Vietnamese prison camp.
He knew that if the gooks ever saw the watch, it'd be confiscated, taken away. The way your dad looked at it, this watch was your birthright. You'd be damned if any slope's going to put the greasy yellow hands on his boy's birthright. So he hid it. In one place he knew he could hide something, his ass. 5 long years he wore this watch. Up his ass. Then he died of dysentery. Give me the watch. I hid this uncomfortable hunk of metal up my ass 2 years. Then, after 7 years, I was sent home to my family. And now, little man, I give the watch to you.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic Radio District of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Hey, you made it.
You made it.
Boy, am I out of breath.
Welcome.
No, I'm not. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Mike.
Great to be here. I like doing that. That was actually quite a... You know, I didn't have anything else planned for the vignette, so it was a... Because I've been phoning it in, as Buzz says. That was a funny line. How did it sound? Because to me, I heard you guys loud and clear.
You sounded great. You sounded just fine. And I all hail Oscar. It was his idea to call you.
That's right. So you know what? Out. It's that Spanish ingenuity.
It is.
That just works for me each and every day. And, you know, had an interesting morning. A lot of stuff going on
really,
on the radio program in Washington, D.C.
What
Edge.
Is that on 105.9?
105.9 The Edge.
Every day.
You know the reason he mentions that every day? I got to be honest with you. It's working. I'm very happy with that.
Good.
So please continue to do that, Rob.
It's wonderful. It plays the best music, and they really are like friends in the morning. There's Mike O'Mara and of
Shut
course,
up. Okay. Now you take something nice and you ruin it because it's what you do.
He dropped his pants.
Heard across America and in 145 countries around the world, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Right.
It is Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday.
This is September 2, 2010, and we are over 3 million downloads and growing
Yay.
Every day.
And we could use more, so spread the word.
What a day. It's a it's a delightful day. Just busy, good things
busy,
to come.
Busy,
very
busy.
Happy.
Do you like
very
the busy?
Happy.
Do
Let
you
me
like
tell
the
you,
busy?
I look at it this way. If they're going to fire me, they got a lot of mess to clean up. Because they're putting a lot of stuff together.
Good for you.
So I'm happy about that. We'll see what happens.
I want an Edge t-shirt, by the way.
I will get
you
one.
I hear you giving them away. I want one.
You know, I
want an Edge pennant.
You know, I'd like to, you know, I'm just laughing because... As we give away. And speaking of t-shirts, if I can change the subject.
Yes.
We have a t-shirt that we are getting
yes.
ready to release and let you know about.
They are in production.
Are they already
yes.
in production?
Oh,
yes.
These are so cool.
I have, now, Mr. Ronick knows that, well, we like to refer to it as the Hat Affair.
when you call him Mr. Ronick.
A while back, I was less than enthusiastic about our hats.
I don't recall that.
And, let me get this out of the way first, because
yeah.
I don't want to do
Business
our little
first.
Promo before I say
we
that
have
we
a
are
sponsor
brought to you today by Mr. Lou Tranquil. Willie's BFD Fantasy Football.
Yeah. Hey, Lou.
Nice.
Get advice from a proven winner. BFD Fantasy Football ranked one of America's best when it comes to the world's biggest fantasy football competition. TMOS listeners get more than 15% off by emailing Lou at BFDFantasyFootball.com. Please make that happen, and you will win your fantasy league. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. So what I was going to say was, I really was a little rough on Mark when we had the hats come out.
Tough love, Mike. That. That's what we do.
But it was honest. It was real. I mean,
you
I
didn't
really
like them very much.
Everything that we have produced on our website,
they had their points.
I have really dug. I dig the logos we've had, the T-shirt
the
incarnations,
mugs were awesome.
the
yeah,
mugs.
Yeah.
We've given away some, not given away, we've sold
right.
some wonderful stuff.
Practically
here.
Gave them away.
That's right.
As and the hats came along, and I what. What are you saying?
I said we practically gave them away.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a they loss leader,
a
Mike.
Real bargain.
You know, we will get to Rob Spiewak's Consumer Corner in a second. And I certainly hope you've prepared for that.
Right there.
Not only did I prepare, I was here on time. It's going to be a great day.
Oh, you dick. So it begins.
You
Man.
Started it.
Yes, you were here promptly, as you always are,
one
minute before the show starts.
That's right.
So anyway.
As opposed to three after.
Okay, you want to just fight, or can I talk about our new product?
You know what? I'm very excited.
We're all excited
all right, Elvis,
about the new product.
Elvis t-shirt.
I'm just glad
like
it wasn't me.
What's that?
I'm usually late.
I know. It's it's tough. I don't like being late. It's not a comfortable feeling. When the Skype thing came in, I got excited, though. I said, can I be honest with you?
Yes.
Truth?
Yeah, yes. Please.
When Ronick sent me the Skype text, I drove an extra block around the
block. I'm not surprised.
I can't lie. I can't lie. I would have been in transition.
Radio.
That's
great.
It's fake radio. Good fake radio.
No, that's not fake radio.
So I busted Ronick's balls about the hats because I hated the hats. The hats were just not my cup of tea.
Right.
And so we're getting new hats that we're very excited about. But in between, something developed that we've had a lot of merchandise that we've sold, but this, in my humble opinion, will be the not only the best, but the biggest seller and something that I think is the most fun. And it's a T-shirt. I always think it's kind of egotistical to wear a Mike O'Mara Show T-shirt, which it is. It looks kind of ridiculous when I wear it. It's like, look at me. But let me tell you, I will wear this one with pride. I will wear this one regularly. This is funny.
As a listener, you're going to want this shirt.
This is, and I'm not, I swear to God, I'm not just selling. I am legitimately enthusiastic about this.
We're all excited about this product.
This is cool.
Yeah, you're so excited that when I was talking to you about the hats, you said, I don't care about the hats. I just want the shirts going.
After I made the big deal. But the hats are in production, too?
Yeah.
Very good. Hats are cool, too. Yeah. Of course, I went against everybody on the show with a hat design.
Well, I happen to agree with you on
you
that
do?
One.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
really,
well, you know what it is? You played sports, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They didn't.
Right. Anyway. And we had no opinion, really. We were just trying to be comical.
<That's good. laughs> So glad that I get that both on the air. So the hats, let me finish this, and then we'll move on. The hats are from our friend Gabe Strine.
The shirts.
Gabe Strine, who is this wonderful animator. You may have seen some of the stuff he's done for us on the internet, where it's the show turned into cartoon form.
Right on.
The last one was the shaving incident with Mr. Oscar Santana.
Right.
Which, to me, I've watched it 20 times. Mm-hmm. It makes me laugh every time. With all of us in caricature.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done it, and he's put it on a T-shirt.
Yeah.
And we have the whole family on the T-shirt, cartoons of us for the Mike O'Mara Show. And you know what? They are goddamn fantastic.
Isn't it great to see you and your friends reduced to a simple line drawing?
I love it.
It is
and he really has captured all of us.
He has. And that the simplicity of it is what makes it work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And can't wait till we make these available to you. That should be coming up a couple of weeks.
Yeah, not even.
Okay, good stuff. Yeah. We'll let you know when you can get them, and I don't want to, you know, release them until
we're
done.
Excited.
And you can get them because it turns into because we run this out of a house.
Mm-hmm.
It turns into a Chinese fire drill.
Yeah,
here,
sure.
So.
I
guess I should low key that after yesterday's.
It's
incident.
Don't forget,
Mike. It's been a brutal layoff.
A non-ethnic fire drill.
Okay.
Short and long sleeve.
Oh, short and long
sleeve.
Oh. Okay, that's it. So,
I don't like Shock Week.
Look for that.
I'm sorry.
He's a very bad show for you.
Yes, okay. This is why. Let me tell you, this show will never die.
Right.
I can't do this. He can and I can. Now that I'm here, we can do this. You cancel Bear Grylls. I don't like to see Survivor. What are you doing? John and Kate Bros 8.
Very important to protect all giraffe and also, of course, squirrel.
We are talking about, unfortunately,
James Lee.
Yesterday, James Lee walked into the Discovery Building with a bomb attached to him, and also he had a gun, pistol.
Firearms.
And they were trying to negotiate with the guy. He finally pointed the gun at somebody, and I guess
they took him.
Had the explosives attached, and you're shaking your head like you're sad, RJ. Are you sad that he went away? The
guy is an idiot.
I said earlier, you like to see something like this resolved with no one getting hurt, including the idiot that does it. But if there's one person that has to die,
right?
The protagonist.
Be our guest. We're agreed.
It's called setting an example, Mike.
So it's very sad that you know, he ended his life, and you know, sometimes they say it's death by.
No, it's sad that he went crazy. The ending his life. I don't know that we're sad about that. Honestly, I mean, we're being honest, right?
Well, this
but
guy
it was sad
a,
that he got to the point
a,
that
he
did.
Pure asshat.
Yeah,
he was a pure asshat.
He used to rant and rave at the borders, you know.
Yes, he was a he's a nutcase. And you know what? Guys like this, loners many times, they don't get the help they need. And, you know, they put them in an institution. They don't monitor these guys. And they get out. And they're whack jobs. And we're going to have a lot more of that in the future. It happens. But the police got him. And nobody was hurt. Nobody was killed. Thank God for that.
Do you think it was the MSG?
Jeez, there it is. There it is, Rob.
I'm sorry. It's horrible.
I wholeheartedly believe it's the thinning of the herd.
You think so?
You think God's master plan? You don't do this in the D.C. area. You've got the FBI. You've got all these tactical Homeland teams security, around you. If you're going to do it somewhere in middle America where they got to figure out how to do it.
And they, you know what? When they
do this, down
in D.C. He took on a pretty good opponent, didn't he?
Yeah. When they do this, as much as I'm like, it's sad to see any loss of life, I do say to myself, as much as I feel that way, that, you know, hey, way to go, police. I mean, you did your job.
They did.
You took the jerk out that had the gun and could have blown some people up.
And it could have been a disaster.
Montgomery, you know what? Montgomery County. Goddamn right. Montgomery County. Catch the D.C. sniper, Montgomery County.
I didn't even know this. Montgomery County
and Fairfax County kick a little ass. Yeah,
they do.
I didn't even know this until this morning. Do you know there was a daycare center in that building?
Oh, boy.
They did a very efficient, quiet, non-panicked evacuation.
They had a plan, and they followed it. They were actually rolling cribs across the street to the McDonald's initially to get kids away. And when they realized the guy had what appeared to be explosives, they moved the kids even farther away at that
point. They did an amazing job.
Last night, and I just stumbled upon this on cable, but I think it's been out for a number of years, a documentary on that Chechenian hostage situation where 1,200 kids and teachers were taken over at a school, and 300 people ended up losing their lives. And you watch that, and you watch how that is handled, and you realize that so many lives could have been saved if it had been handled differently. Mm-hmm. And you realize what we have in this country, which I don't think we give thanks for very often. We've got pretty amazing special tactical units that go in during these horrible situations.
Probably
in D.C., we've got the best in the United States. Mm-hmm. And they did a great job. This thing in Chechnya was just
heartbreaking.
Absolutely devastating as these terrorists went in and took over. You know, a lot of balls to go in and attack a school. You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's the lowest of the low.
Right.
I don't care who they worship. I don't care what effing God they pray to. May they rot and die in the fires of hell. Whenever you involve children, I don't care what. I will go the opposite way of your cause. You think you're going to motivate people to behave a certain way because of that? That's bull.
Right. No.
That is absolute bull.
Well, this shouldn't happen at any network. It was what I found curious was he chose Discovery. With all due respect to the other broadcast networks, Discovery, I feel like, does more good than bad.
Not according to what he felt, though. Not according to his manifesto.
I agree, but if you're going to go anywhere, go to Viacom, Jersey Shore. I mean, all that nonsense.
Right. Oh, yeah,
my Super Sweet 16.
Oh, 1,000%, but that shows you how disturbed he really was.
The thing about the Jersey Shore is that makes people not want to procreate.
Right.
He was upset about the overpopulation and the destruction of America.
Children seem to be his real issue.
You know what? He mentioned, I believe, in his manifesto, I believe he mentioned the Duggars.
Because he thought this did glorify.
I wish I was being funny.
And why do they call it a manifesto? That gives it credence. It's a crazy letter.
It's a ranting. It's the rantings of a crazy man.
When I was watching Brian Williams yesterday, which I hopefully will meet one day.
You love him.
I'd the man. I literally.
Do we even bleep that, or do we just seek help?
We seek help. So, and we bleep it.
So,
we do respect Steve that much out of KCJJ.
He said manifesto, and I'm like, I'm tired of people writing these crazy letters because all they are crazy letters.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, letters are crazy.
Brian Williams
said
manifesto.
Manifesto. I'd like to say this evening. Finally, we'd like to say hi to Oscar Santana.
Oh, I die,
Oscar Santana, I leave you from the beach at Nag's Head, where the hurricane has disappointed all of us in the news media. It's brushing the coastline and not a direct hit, which would have been a bonanza for our ratings.
He is the smoothest, most professional broadcaster on television, in my opinion.
In my opinion, he's got that. Let me tell you something. NBC, I will give them this credit. They have the corner on the smooth anchor.
They do.
You got your Brokaw. You got your Lauer. You got Brian Williams. They have that little smooth thing going. That's a throwback to the old day. You know, at a certain point, you had Peter Jennings, Dan Rather, and Tom Brokaw.
Jennings best day could take them all out.
Yes. Jennings was the smoothest.
God, he was smooth. Right. He was the one who got me through 9/11.
But NBC as much as the network sucks, their evening newscast just kicks everybody's ass in terms of quality, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
The energy and the thoroughness that they bring to that very short broadcast, to me, is very impressive.
And also the magic of Brian Williams is he knows when to table it, but he's got a wicked sense of humor.
And
he's funny. And he knows how to use it.
And CBS doing what CBS does best, shuffling bodies in a random way with no rhyme or reason
and
or
trailing.
Real thought.
Always
and if,
trailing.
If you, I've turned to CBS just, I don't know why, I missed Brian Williams one evening. I flipped over, I watched CBS News. It was sad and depressing. It lacked energy. It seemed like none of the reporters or anchors were interested in what they were doing.
It's all about habit.
By comparison, it was just awful.
It's about habit and getting into that. So
anyway.
So this guy, you know, gets this thing. It's all on all the major networks.
James Lee.
James Lee is taken out.
He's
and
gone.
Just thank God it didn't happen that way, because when you see the alternative, when people are running around with no rhyme or reason, there's no securing of the scene, it's pandemonium.
Mm-hmm.
And the greatest part, though, a wonderful documentary. I wish I could give credit to who did it. At the end, you see they basically blow up this entire schoolhouse, killing hundreds of innocent children and adults. And in the pandemonium, in the aftermath, you see a young girl, she had to be 8 or 9 years old, and she's bare from the top down with her underwear, because all the kids had stripped down to their underwear because of the heat. There was stifling heat in there. And you see her, and she's outside of the building, and she crawls back in where the bomb has just gone off. And a photographer took still shots of this, and I'm looking at this, and I'm going, oh, my God.
Right.
And you say, shortly thereafter, the building is engulfed in flames.
Yeah.
And you see this go up. And the great ending of the story was that the photographer found this girl. She did survive the ordeal.
Great.
And they found out the reason. She was going back in to get her mother.
Of course.
You know, just, okay, there's an 8 or 9 year old who, you know, no matter what she does in life, she's going to take a one-way ticket. If there's a man upstairs, she's going right up there, as opposed to these asshat terrorists who think it's somehow going to help their cause. There's no cause that is noble enough to take out an
amazing courage in that 9 year old.
Pisses me off. Yeah. But anyway, that's that, and I'm glad everything came out okay.
I've worked in that building, so I was very
Discovery,
much paying attention.
You've done
to
a lot
it.
Of work for the Discovery
Channel. Yeah, some voiceover work there, and
beautiful
building. Thank goodness it didn't happen on the day I was there, and I'm very thankful that none of the people who work there were injured.
The last time Buzz went, he had a bottle of Pepto Bismol with batteries taped to it, and it was just awkward.
It's a beautiful building.
Amazing facility.
You've worked there. How is the security there?
It was very tight, and they've had these threats for some time.
Tight, like walk in and have security personnel in the building.
It's the lobby. I mean, that's where this started. That's where the guy walked in with the bomb. And when you've got bombs and a gun, or what appear to be bombs and a gun, at that point you can get just about anybody to take you just about anywhere you want to go. I think there's a limit to what they could have done.
Nobody knows, and you don't either. Nobody knows the logistics of exactly what happened.
No.
But when you walk into that building, Buzz, you have the desk sitting there with actual uniform security there?
Yeah, there's security.
Yes, most office buildings have that.
Open lobby, big desk, security, a receptionist, and then high security doors after that. You can't get beyond those doors normally.
The desk is staffed by the cast of Little People, Big World.
Jesus, when we worked at the other place, God, F them. How about our security over there? How easy would that be to
terrible.
Break?
Oh, you know what?
I'm talking worst anywhere. I
we
go through
threats.
Now. You know what I do now?
What?
I go into a parking garage. I have a key card that I have to use to open a garage, sealed garage door.
Mm-hmm.
Then I go to the door from the garage to the hallway. I have to use a key card to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I punch the elevator. The elevator comes down. I have a key card that
to
I have
to
use
floor.
To get to my floor. Then I get to that floor, and I have to use a coded ID card to get me into the front door. That's the process that
I'm
I have
sure.
to do. And that's standard practice.
What? No retinal scan?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure.
You have to do it. You have to do a retinal scan, RJ?
Yeah, and I'm not even going to tell you which eye.
The starfish.
I'm not going to tell. I know I've told this story before, but this is a true story. Back when we worked at WJFK, when we used to follow the G. Gordon Liddy program.
Yes.
And I mean, he got all manner of whack jobs that would show up.
Oh, you
every
would not believe
day,
the type
every
of people.
Every day. And here's the deal. That was back when we had the high security hit a 2-3-4.
If you're going to kill someone, make sure you drag them back to the intruder back into your house so that you will not be charged with murder.
Shoot them in the head.
Way to go, G-Man. But it was one of those three-number locks. It was like a number 1 through 5, and you'd have to go 2, 3, 4 and turn it.
Right.
But that was too much for everybody, so the first thing Miss Terry would do every day is block that door open with a plant.
Exactly.
So you had free access to the whole building.
Right.
One day, the Liddy Show would go off at 2 and then run an hour rerun, which was gripping.
Right.
And then we'd come on at 3. So at about 2 o'clock, you know, the Liddy people, so-called, would gather in the lobby. One time I went out there at about 2:15, and a guy came in with a pistol. It was a Luger. Right. Okay? A German Luger. And you know what? As if that isn't bad enough, he had a head wound. He was bleeding from the head. Mm-hmm. And he went up with a gun. He never pointed at it. He had it down, kind of gangster style. And I saw him go up to Miss Terry and say, I want to talk to Gordon and find out if my gun is valuable. And he really had blood trickling from his head.
Oh, my God.
I slowly moved the plant, shut the door,
and
left the situation be.
And they called the cops.
They
that
did,
day.
But the man showed
there were a lot of cops that
with
showed up
a pistol and a head wound.
Could have walked in easily.
His show was controversial. Ours was controversial. We had an armed guard for a while.
Yeah.
We had bullet holes in our windows. Mm-hmm. We had threats.
Yeah, but that was just for fun.
But security really sucked.
It was horrible. Yeah. It was horrible. I'll never forget that because it was just it's kind of what they do with people. That's the value thing.
Easily replaced.
We're going to take a break and come back. When we come back today, everyone is a bad driver except me, and we all feel that way.
Me,
we all, and you and everybody else in this room. Also, some thoughts on radio and Oscar and his lonely Thanksgiving. We're going to try to cram all that into our second segment.
I have to throw in this request because
Your consumer corner.
No, your tendon.
Oh, my tendon.
Oh, yeah.
I really want to know
my
about
Achilles
this.
Tendon.
The tendon.
But coming back, leading off, we will lead with Mr. Spiewak's consumer corner.
Thank you.
Good.
When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back. And we're back. John.
Shoot for the head.
Oh, John.
John.
All right, we're segment two here.
Fill
boys.
The bowl, Gordon. Fill the bowl.
Two? Segment two is sponsored by, I got it, I found it, Waterstock at Tim's Rivershore Restaurant and Crab House. I'll be down there this coming weekend on Sunday, September 3rd through the 6th is Waterstock. 4 days of music, crabs, and boats. More than 20 live bands all weekend, including NLP, Nasty Little People. My band, we're playing down there Sunday about 11 o'clock or so. We'd love to see you. The weekend is supposed to be glorious.
Really, seriously, perfect weather.
Best holiday weekend weather-wise of the year. For all the details on Waterstock, and it's down at the Potomac River. It's right on in Dumfries, Virginia, and it's a tricky little drive to get down there, but if you want to come by water, you can do that as well.
Easy directions on their website.
For all the details on Waterstock, go to timsrivershore.com. We'll see you there. Looking forward to that. A few mentions about our driving situation. Everybody has it, and it seems to me that I'm talking about the last 48 hours. I don't know what's happened. Either people are coming back from vacation. Mm-hmm. Something's going down.
It's school starting.
School
starting.
End of summer.
Starting.
End of summer. People are squirrely.
We'll get to that in a second.
Heat.
But as I promised, do we have music for Rob Spiewak's Consumer Corner?
We can if you like.
Well,
absolutely.
Of course. You know I always like a musical intro.
That means this has been planned.
You know what? It's what he does. And you know what? It's I don't get that.
I think a feature
place.
This important should have its own specific theme.
I think
and
it's
then
gonna,
it shall.
It's time for, and incidentally, I'll use my Paul Minor voice.
Oh, good.
And now, and you know, as soon as he cues me with the music, and he can pick it out. Since it's your feature, Rob, you can pick the music, and I will, I will do so accordingly.
He's ready.
It's time now for Rob Spiewak's Consumer Corner, the feature that helps you, John Q. Public, deal with your retailer more efficiently. And now, with Consumer Corner, here's Rob.
Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
And hello, friendos. It's your old buddy Rob Spiewak right here. Consumer Corner. And today's first letter, and perhaps our only letter, because it's short and it's effective, and it's a great piece of advice.
Very good.
Comes from Tony Lugo.
Ooh.
Tony Lugo.
Quite a last name.
From Facebook. And remember, if you want to contribute or ask questions at Consumer Corner, just send me a note on Facebook and be sure to put Consumer Corner in the subject
we're
line.
Serious,
I only hope that Tony has the success that his brother Julio had.
Julio Lugo?
In Major League Baseball. Julio Lugo.
Tony Lugo writes, Dear Rob, thanks for taking my letter on Consumer Corner. How can I prevent solicitors from coming to my front door? Okay. Best, Tony Lugo.
Oh, wow. It's great that, like, a letter, the first letter that comes in is, like, so right in your wheelhouse.
So here's what you do. First of all, I purposely chose my house with a long flight of steps to the front door. The best thing to do is ignore the knock. Because I'm invariably in my basement, and if they're going to climb the 13 steps to my front door and knock or ring the bell, I've got to climb 13 steps to go to the front door and answer it. So I just ignore it. Mike, you have a question.
Rob, I'm curious.
Yes.
How do you know it's a solicitor if you ignore the knock? What if it's somebody with an emergency or a neighbor that's just coming over to be friendly?
Okay, first of all my neighbors suck. And second of all, if it's truly an emergency, they wouldn't have come to my door. Oscar.
What if it's a cute little kid trying to sell candy?
It's not.
Isn't that solicitation?
Yes.
That is solicitation.
Yeah. Yes.
But there is, if you are not blessed with a long staircase to your front door, here's something you can do that not only will help you, but also beautify your home.
Ignore. That's his first
right. What ignore, I do, ignore, eventually ignore. They'll stop coming. Eventually they'll stop knocking. A lot of times what they're selling, Mike, is something I don't care for.
Sometimes
that's religion.
Sometimes they die right
religion.
There.
I don't care for religion or floor cleaning. So what you do is you go to a craft fair, and you'll see them advertised in your Penny Smart ad or perhaps at a bulletin board at the grocery store. Go to a craft fair and find someone who works in brass or cast iron or perhaps a stained glass artisan and say, what I want is a small but tasteful decoration for my door, and I want it shaped like a swastika. Just something tasteful, something small, something that you won't see from the street. But when the solicitor comes to your door and sees the swastika, chances are they'll leave you alone.
Yes, everybody's all a little scared in the Spiewak's neighborhood of their stained glass swastika. Jeez.
And I want to thank Tony Lugo for his thoughtful question. We're going to send him out one of our beautiful Consumer Corner panini makers. And thank you for writing into Consumer Corner. I'm Rob Spiewak for the Mike O'Mara Show.
You've been listening to Consumer Corner with Rob Spiewak on The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You're sick. I swear to God.
Just out there to help folks, Mike.
Will you ever give sincere advice?
Absolutely. Perhaps when I address Jeremy Reed's...
he is sincere.
Well, actually, the ignoring the door, that's pretty standard.
Mommy, I was selling Girl Scout cookies, and the man had a swastika on his door.
Confederate flag.
And if anyone questions you on it, remember that around the turn of the century, the swastika was internationally a sign of good luck.
That is
up
too
to that
good.
Point.
Oh, my God. Okay, moving right along.
Are we?
Everybody is a bad driver except for me. Oof. I'm just fed up with this area. I swear to God. You know, there's so many different things that I could talk about, but I'm a man who likes to get to his job promptly. And I really like to go at perhaps, let's be honest, a slightly faster rate of speed than the average bear. Okay?
I've always felt that the speed limit is just a suggestion, and oftentimes you want to keep up with the rate of traffic.
And here
is
it is. If there's somebody in back of me, God damn it, 9 times out of 10, if he's not being a total jerk and tailgating, I'm going to get out of the way because he wants to
go. Good for you.
Sure.
What is the attraction? What is the addiction? What is the proclivity of people in this area to stay in the left-hand lane on a two-lane road with absolutely no regard for anyone in back
urgency.
Of them, those effers. What possible reason do they have? It's convenient for them to get over. They could get over, but they choose not to.
Right.
They would rather match the effing speed of the car in the right-hand lane
to block.
And block you for, in some cases, miles.
Yes. They have no idea what is safe and what is appropriate and what is polite.
Dicks.
A lot of them are just not thinking or only thinking of themselves and not paying attention to see if there's anybody behind them. That's part of it. Some of them are what I call the enforcers, the people who don't want you to go any faster, so they're going to slow you down and stop you if they can.
F them.
The enforcers, Mike.
Yeah. F them. Yes, Oscar.
There's a study that just came out, I want to say about 2 weeks ago, and talks about these drivers, and they really spotlight the selfishness of everybody because of how they drive. If you look at a driver that's driving with a family, you understand why they are being a little cautious, obviously, because they've got the quote-unquote baby on board.
I certainly drive differently when my children are in the car.
And you respect that. But for the people that drive alone, especially
commuters
that do it daily, that could actually commute with others, the reason why we drive alone is because inherently we are a selfish community here.
Right.
We are selfish. Here. And because of that selfishness, especially in this area, that means that we do it the way we want to do it, and we don't follow the rules. Much like when you, if you were going to follow the rules, you say, you know, I'm just going to go the speed limit, no big deal. You like to get places faster,
right?
So it's all about them in their car. It's about us in their car. It's probably true across America because this is a nationwide study that people, when they feel like when you get honked at when you're driving,
right?
The last time you got honked at, last time I got honked at,
right?
I always blame the guy back of me, but I could be the jackass that's doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. But I'll always blame the guy back of me because he's the one that's drawing to my attention.
Well, quite often, how about this? How about this?
No.
You're cruising along and you get the guy that does something like comes out in front of you,
yeah,
veers out, and you beep the horn, and they immediately beep at you.
Yes,
like they're going, well, no, I'm going to beep at you.
Yes,
right. Well, you were in the wrong. yeah, but you beeped at me, so I'm going to beep at you.
That's right.
It's childlike.
And that's what they talk
about. It's childlike.
We all buy these cars because we think that everybody is going to, you know, be like, wow, these cars are great, or this is a practical car. No, but we buy these cars not because we believe people are going to think that we're what the car represents. It's what we think we represent.
Okay.
Right.
It's about the car.
It's an extension of us.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, and think about it. On the highway, no one effing cares when you're blowing by them.
Right.
Yes, if I see a Ferrari, I'm going to be like, that's a nice car.
Sure.
But if it's a black car, whether it's a sports car or a muscle car, it just blew by me. Mm-hmm.
I'm about to say something that's going to be the source of much controversy my family members here.
Ooh.
This is not going to go over
your
well.
Your radio family or your actual
My radio
family.
Okay. So when I say this, let me just say, I hesitated for a long time because I fought it. I fought it to be polite, but I must say it now.
All right, get ready,
if
America.
I had a 50 caliber machine gun mounted in the front of my car, I would find every effing Prius that is on the road, and I would blow it off the road. Now, listen, Mark and Buzz, I know, Buzz, your wife drives one, and I know, Mark, you drive one.
Yep.
Jesus, I swear the
Buzz,
arrogance
okay
of the Prius drivers.
No, I would not be okay with that. But I
they are almost moving. They not quite
in reverse.
But they're almost moving the minivans out of the top
no.
spot.
No,
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think there's arrogance among Prius drivers.
I'm
and I will
saving
say,
the environment.
I will say that some of us know how to drive the things, and as I mentioned before, they will do 100 miles an hour pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Sadly, you're right. The majority of Prius drivers are giving the rest of us a bad name.
Why are they hard to drive? What's the trick?
They're not hard
to
drive.
Are they automatic?
They're not hard to drive.
Yeah, they're automatic, so you push the pedal and you go.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they're like any other car, right?
But does it go, when does it click over to the gasoline?
At 26 miles an hour, roughly, give or take, depending on whether you're going uphill or downhill, etc.
But would it be a stretch to think that if you're in traffic and it's a slow rate, maybe some jerk is trying to save some cash and just go on the electric?
In city traffic, that's entirely possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we have tape right now that we can play. Rob, do we have that tape of that the Prius?
Yes, we do, Mike.
If you want to know if they're now, they drive like any other car, and they sound similar, don't they, Rob?
Yeah, they do. Well, a little bit. We have the tape here. Now, listen what happens to the Taurus appears to struggle. Look what happens when I push in the cigarette lighter.
Oh. You're actually not far off. In Japan right now, they're actually adding an audible.
Oscar is talking to the tape.
Yes.
Hey, tape, do you have anything to say to Oscar?
Hi, Oscar.
In Japan.
I'm a Prius.
Yeah, in Japan, they're actually adding an audible noise to you because some people say that they're not safe because you can't hear the engine. It's not quite like that, but it is a noise.
In a parking lot, they make no sound whatsoever, and blind people especially are concerned about that.
So what?
And white women.
I'm making no sound.
Young white women.
I'm a Prius.
Now gun it, Prius. Gun it. Now gun it and turn on the windshield wipers.
This is gonna get good.
Now,
oh man.
Now Prius. Turn on a top 40 station.
Poker face, poker face. Poker face.
Can you just
poker face? Yes, my poker face.
Could you just for me, could you say Wall-E?
Wall-E.
Yes, there you go. If I was a sexual predator, I'd get a Prius.
What do you mean if?
You know why?
Just creep up on someone, they're not going to know they're there.
You know, when they do the final recon on that wingnut at Discovery.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
See, there's about a 50-50 chance. That's what he was tooling around in.
So is that the problem you had today? A Prius?
No, I have problems with different... I'll tell you, I told this story about that Scion that matched me that I just... it's the little engine that could.
Is it true?
I was looking at it going, way to go. Zang!
Is it true or is it an urban legend that a Prius can always use the HOV lane?
Yes.
That was the case a while back, but they've pretty much eliminated that except
they
for...
They eliminated it?
Eliminated that.
Wow.
For Virginia, I think they're still doing that. You have to register.
66. But you do have to register?
Yes.
Okay. It's okay.
You don't let him slide, you know. He technically still is... He still has amateur status, you know.
You know I adore him. I really
it
do.
Shows.
He's my favorite of the sales force.
Well, anyway.
Anywho.
So, you know, I thought the Prius has still got the free pass in HOV.
In Virginia,
on
you can do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
you have to register
else,
for it. Used to be okay in Maryland, but now they've just completely got rid of it.
Well, in general, I really wish everybody would. I don't care about any other rule. Just get out of the way. Mm-hmm. You're not controlling my speed. I don't want you to do that.
Nobody should do that.
And really, as so many people that
do it. You want your
it,
speed back, Mike.
I want my speed
back.
You're
like a teabagger of the road.
Amen. I want my speed back. Give me my speed back, Glenn Beck. That's the way I look at it. And really, you know, if you move over, you're not, you know, you're going the same speed
it's
for you.
It's not going to hurt anything.
There's no
right.
skin off your ass.
Right.
No.
Are we the only ones who are trying to get somewhere? Do you get that feeling?
It's Doesn't, crazy.
Don't you people have some place to be?
Today driving in, today was just... superb.
Right. Good.
Today was superb. I moved out of the way for one guy. Another guy moved out of the way for me.
It hadn't
I spent most of the time in the second lane just cruising along at speed. The people in the second lane were going a nice reasonable speed to get there. It was a blissful community.
I have to think back to driver's ed, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe when you're instructed, and granted, mm-hmm. most of these are just suggestions,
right.
you're not supposed to linger in the left lane.
That's
left
right.
lane
That's right.
is for passing.
Right.
And you're not supposed to stay there. And I read a study this week that said those who stay in the left lane mm-hmm. are much more likely to get speeding tickets. They're
Very
more
true.
Available to be yanked. So don't be in the left lane.
Right. Did I say when I started the show that it was September 2nd?
Yes.
I did. It's September 3rd.
No,
right?
That's tomorrow. My 10th anniversary.
This is September 2nd.
Congratulations.
I dated the bonus Thanks. Show that day
Today
because
is,
it airs tomorrow. It's
90210
Some people like to do their work and keep it really timely and respond to the headlines of the day. Some people like to get their work done and hoard it and get it done really super early and finish it.
It a day in advance because that's when it's going to air.
We're doing them both today. So
we're doing them both today?
Yeah, yeah, we're doing two shows today.
I didn't know we were doing today's two
the,
shows.
It's Thursday. We do the
day.
Bonus hour.
We're doing the bonus show today?
Today sure. is treat day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I totally forgot as well.
I know we did it last week. I didn't know it was a permanent thing.
We can do whatever you want.
We can do it tomorrow if you guys want.
No, we'll do it today. I'm fine. Are you cool with doing it today? I'll do it today. It'll be fine. I'm sorry.
It makes no difference.
That's a little behind the scenes.
Yeah, they just kicked us in the nuts.
They truly did.
Today, tomorrow, makes no difference. We'll get it done.
Yeah, okay.
A decision will be made.
And hi, Ustream. That would normally be edited out of the program. But
Much too
I didn't
busy.
Know that. Okay. Sorry about that.
Today's 90210 day.
Yes, it is.
That's right.
90210.
Yes. 90210. Very exciting. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's the audio vault because that's why I was looking at it,
Johnny,
with
Depp.
Mr. Spiegel.
There you go. Nice.
You're really on that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, here I was giving you crap for absolutely no reason.
Well, no, it's fine.
He's used to it.
Well, then fine. We will come back with the audio vault, Rob's magic audio vault, right here, right now, right after this. Welcome back. I like being played out. Being played out gives me that extra nanosecond. And anybody watching on Ustream, how many are we up to now, RJ?
128.
I'm going to whip my d- make out in a second.
That's nice.
All right,
isn't
you
that
streamers,
nice, folks?
I'm going to show you my penis.
He'll do it, too.
Tell your friends right now. I'm going to take it out before the show's over, and I'm going to show you a close-up of it.
Shall I put it on Facebook for
you? Yeah, put it on Facebook.
Announcement?
Well, I'm not really going to do it. So well, you don't
what?
Do that. Now, see, you made me say that. So
you normally do.
Everybody's trying too hard right now. That's the problem.
Not
no,
me.
But I was going to do that just as an experiment. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to show this to you, my thing, before. Tell all your other users. How many? What do we have?
See? It's already,
are we really?
It's already working.
Are we really?
And climbing.
He's lying. All right. Is it really up to 130? Yeah. I'm going to take it, and then I'm going to relieve it. Oh. On Ustream. I'm going to show you that.
I've been to websites like that before. We should be charging.
Yeah. So you might want to tell everybody I'm going to be doing. I will be taking my shirt off in about 5 minutes. So if you're watching,
Oh,
oh,
see,
it's gone down.
That didn't go over, Mike.
Down.
It's amazingly sensitive to what you say.
You better tell your friends. All right, here it is, Ustreamers. Something special is about to happen on Ustream. I'm looking at the camera and I'm talking to you right now. If I can get this Ustream number up to 300, if I can get it up to 300 before we get out of here, I will take my shirt off. And that is the truth. I will take my shirt off, and I will show you my nipples on Ustream.
Both of them?
But we have to get RJ's monitoring it right now.
Down to 76.
We have to get it up to 300.
Ustream just signed off.
All right, it's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault. Remember, I'll take my shirt off if you do that.
He will.
It's September. Are you a member? You can get a month of our bonus shows for as little as 99 cents. What are you getting?
I didn't want you to break your glasses. Oh, I fell behind you.
You can get a month of our bonus shows for as little. I thought you touched me.
No.
Get a month of our bonus shows for as little as 99 cents each. Find out what you're missing at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our uncensored, commercial-free bonus shows also available on iTunes. It's September. Are you a member? All right, let's open up the audio vault right now. Here he is, Mr. Rob Spiewak. And what's the number at now in Ustream?
130.
Oh, it's holding at 130. You people suck. Don't you have any friends? You know what you do? You're sitting there with your beach towels, and you're not doing any me. You're not doing me any good.
Hey, I'm gonna watch it on the stream because radio's not good enough for me.
Go tell your friends. Where's your clout? Where's your clout, Ustream people?
133
people. That's disgusting.
Mike, a lot of people watch it after it's live, and we've had like 20,000 views, and we've only been doing this for a short time.
We have almost 1,000 views per show for each show.
I'm just doing a little comedy here, guys.
Well, I just wanted you up to speed. I wanted you to be excited about Ustream.
I'm not excited about Ustream. I'm imprisoned by Ustream, okay? You sit in this seat, and you know what Ustream does? Ustream imprisons me. I can't do anything because there is an eye on me. Big Brother is watching. I'm imprisoned by Ustream.
I apologize.
135, Mike.
135 gets up to 300 live. Uh-huh. If 300, remember, I'll take their shirt off. Let's get to the audio.
I look forward to Mike's new Christmas movie, The Bipolar Express. Are you excited?
How long have you been sitting on that one?
Oh, for a while.
Good
since
Lord.
Christmas.
I want you to know, guys.
Am I excited? No.
No, but I am. And if I have been too much, if I've been really too forward, if I've been too jumpy, it's because we're closing in on my favorite day of the year. Ooh. That's right, Mike. This weekend.
Oh, that's right.
It's the telethon.
Yeah, let me tell you. And you know, we're going to get right to it next week, right?
Okay, yeah.
Used to have a bit on the old show, the old Don and Mike show, that we would wait and wait and wait. But I'm thinking, I have a hunch. I have a gut.
Good year.
That this is going to be a year. This is going to be a special year.
You see, right. I think not, because last year was such a disaster.
Really?
I think they're going to rein Jerry in.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, they might rein him in because the whole Lindsay Lohan
issue. Well, yeah, and
issue.
We're going to get to that right here, because what happened is normally we have to wait till the day after Labor Day to spotlight Jerry's failing health.
Now, Jerry
and his
is
inappropriate commentary.
Jerry is over 80.
Yes,
now,
he is. Yeah.
And Jerry has stepped on it once again, because Jerry, being serious Jerry, and the only time of the year now that he's spotlighted, because he's an old aging star, right. And he stepped on it again.
Yeah, he does. This is Jerry Lewis, I believe, on Inside Edition.
I would smack her in the mouth and be arrested for.
I'm sorry. She's
talking about Lindsay Lohan.
She's talking about Lindsay, and he also gets to Paris.
I would smack her in the mouth and be arrested for abusing a woman. I would say, you deserve this and nothing else. Whack! And then, if she's not satisfied, I put her over my knee and spank her. The same thing with Paris. So those children are begging for help. What they're doing is saying, I'm up. Can you please help me?
I'm kind of okay.
Guys,
with
right
that.
On.
Oh yeah, I am too. I am too.
But
it's
that's
funny.
Not what he should be saying.
You're not. Plus, the last thing you would ever do is smack a woman
that's
in
true.
The face.
That's true.
Unless she asked him to.
Right. Yes, of course.
What do we have on Ustream right now?
136.
That's not acceptable. I need 300 people. I want you to tell your friends right now. Come on, you almost have one friend.
And Mike, if you
don't be close to doubling it,
if they don't get one, if they don't get 300, will you slap them across the face?
Yes, I will. That's how effed up you are. Anyway,
James Lee, Mike, a very sad, tragic figure. Yes. But you know, one of the first things they did when they found out about this hostage situation at the Discovery Channel, NBC called the Discovery building.
A producer did.
They called, and who did they get on the phone? But the guy. He actually spoke to this. I'm not funning you.
I never know when you're conjuring.
This is real.
And this is really eerie because this
I didn't know this.
Shortly yeah. before, really, this is shortly before he was shot. And it's really kind of eerie to hear this guy and hear the sort of muddled way he talks and does. Here's James Lee captured on tape by NBC.
No one has been shot. Do you have a gun? I have a gun and I have a bomb. I have several bombs strapped to my body. Ready to go off. I have a device that if I drop it, I'll fucking explode.
So how long have you been working on this particular bomb?
Three weeks or a month.
3 weeks?
Did a lot of research. I had to experiment.
And how many bombs, again, do you have?
I have several.
Our producer asked what skills Lee had to build a bomb.
I did some welding. I was a welder. Parts. I did some parts.
Did that help prepare you for what you're doing today?
Well, yeah. Everything I do in life, everything one does in life prepares you for what you're going to do. Right.
Weird, isn't
wow.
it?
A contrarian, obviously. Yeah. Wow. You know, a very disturbed individual. It was shortly thereafter that they whacked the guy.
Yeah, and they, the police, as soon as they got him on, of course, NBC notified the police. So NBC was doing everything they could to keep him on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And the producer that they showed, maybe not the best guy for the job.
He kind of a dummy?
He looked a little dull.
Yeah, he sounds a little dull.
I thought he asked the right questions, though. He's a young guy.
Him on.
Yeah, absolutely.
But eerie to hear that. Now, Mike, I know what you love. You love men being tased.
Yeah, so. Tasing, look, I'm sorry. As long as no one gets badly hurt, and rarely do they, if ever, tasing is because you don't get hurt badly, tasing
usually.
Falls into the comedy category.
It's an older man in California being tased. He's now suing the police, but let's hear the magic moment that brought on the lawsuit.
Very good.
Shall
we? Put your hands behind your back.
My hands behind the back.
Put your hands behind the back.
You're watching a man being tased in his own living room
as
his wife pleads for a deputy to stop.
Shut up, anchor dick. God, I want to hear the guy get to... You're watching... Yeah, I gathered that when I saw the electric charge, the things go into his nipples, and he started flopping around like a bass. Hammerhead local news guy.
Let's go to the Museum of Modern Art, Mike.
All right.
You know
MoMA.
Who did a great presentation there?
Yeah, this is my second dose of this today.
Oh, well, I'm glad to be the guy that brings up the rear as always.
Oh, dear.
The piece is called Vocal Piece for a Soprano and Wish Tree. I give you Yoko Ono.
It was really weird.
She can't get by on her looks forever, so.
Rob, she destroyed the Beatles.
Yep.
Just visually, though, the video will be up on MichaelMarisShow.com.
She gets away with this crap.
She
gets away with this, like, in a huge, you can hear the echo, in a huge museum.
Yeah.
Only, listen, you go outside, this is in New York City.
Yes.
You get out of New York City, you ain't getting away with this.
Hey, Mark, how do you feel about 25% of that money you spent on Beatles Rock Band goes to her?
No, yeah.
Feels good, doesn't it?
I had a nickel for every time I've heard those sounds.
Conan, I swear to God, get some duct tape.
I have nearly a quarter.
Bitch!
This is her manifesto.
Yeah.
This is a manifesto.
Exactly.
Conan announced the name of his new show.
Yes, Conan is a very funny man.
He did a video, and you know what? I was a little disappointed and put off by it.
Hello.
Oh, okay.
Conan O'Brien here. I've still got the beard. And now, a pretty crappy office. I have an important message for you, and that's this. For months, I've been bombarded with calls from the media demanding to know the name of my new show. Conan, what's the name of your new show? What's the name of your new show? I'm Conan O'Brien, I'm making a pizza pie, and I'm making not to know the new show. That was one Italian guy. Wanted to know. It's good pizza. Anywho, they want to know, I've got the answer. I've spent millions of dollars. I've had media research companies. We've had thousands of people working around the clock, and we have got it. Drum roll, please. It's more of a cat purring, sorry. And bang! There it is.
He scribbles it on paper.
Simple.
It's called Conan.
Conan.
And that goes
you know,
on for
you're
another
so
minute.
Right. The fact that there was some other tape of him that I heard that made me laugh a little bit. But you're right. It's kind of like blasé,
sad and desperate, kind of.
Yeah. Not really desperate as much as just we're talking about phoning it in.
Yeah, that
I mean
is.
That was it. All right. Anything else? Can we go out on a better?
You
want to
go out on a better note than
yeah,
that? I think
fun.
So. I do love the Craig Ferguson.
Yes. Okay.
And let me find the cut. I'm sorry, I misplayed 23.
23.
And you know what? When there's sometimes something in the news, he covers it better than anyone.
That sounds good.
Here's Craig.
In Serbia, they're holding, I'm not kidding, this is a true thing, I'm not making this up just so I can say this, they are having the World Testicle Cooking Championship.
True.
The World Testicle Cooking Championship, it's a real thing, and it's easy to find. Once you get to Serbia, it's right next door to the world's angriest zoo. Anyway, the winning recipe was announced earlier tonight, nard boiled eggs. With a side of scrotatoes. It's not just about eating testicles, this thing. They've got other stuff going on too. They've got the sack races. They got this is a big event. People go nuts for this thing.
That's your magic money of all, Mike.
Stuff. We will take a break, come back with Buzz and News right after this. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Time to bring the man in, Mr. Buzz Burbank, who somebody gave a wonderful compliment today. Said to me, he just sounds so nice. He sounds like such a nice guy. And I told him it was all bull.
That's right. It's an act.
Yeah, and now here he is to give us the news, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Good stuff today, brought to you by Dr. Bruce Friedman. Do your legs look like a pair of gravel driveways?
Wow.
Dr. Friedman is the only cosmetic surgeon in the area with a new non-invasive treatment for cellulite. Call Dr. Friedman or tell a friend for the phone number and a revealing website. Click his ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
It's non-invasive, Buzz, but I will tell you that at any time I would let Dr. Friedman invade me.
Yes.
Oh. He's a very handsome man.
There you go. That's my gay joke today.
Glass of wine.
Maybe I should have just gone,
The hurricane My Name Is Earl continues to threaten the mid-Atlantic coast. Hurricane watches have become warnings, and the watches now extend north along the east coast. As of noon today, today being Thursday, the Category 4 storm is less than 500 miles off Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, moving north-northwest at 18 miles an hour. Today, it's expected to turn toward due north and expected to hit the Carolina coast tonight. It's also expected to weaken after today, so we'll hope for the best.
And in the D.C. D.C. area, we're going to miss it. And
sunny and 79 degrees, I think.
Pretty amazing weekend. Yeah. Like, glorious
beautiful
weekend.
A little drier.
I cannot
wait. That's what I call telethon weather.
Very, very excited.
Great weekend for Tim's.
Yeah, it is. You going to come down?
Sunday, 11
a.m.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Very busy.
Really nice.
I got a soccer game.
I'm not coming
I play in a soccer league. What do you want me to do?
See if I...
Do you want to come to my soccer game next weekend?
See if I join...
I wouldn't ask you to do that.
That's not the same thing. I'm doing a fun event. I'm doing something that's going to entertain large groups of people.
And you're also doing something that's inherently American.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. I'm not going to be out there with all your others.
Others.
All your others. All your outsiders.
My outsiders.
Yes. No wonder you're going to be
there alone. There are others.
No wonder your family's abandoning you for Thanksgiving.
There are like six Latinos on my team. Quite the stereotype.
All right. Anyway.
The same conservatives who praised a professor for downsizing the crowd estimate at Obama's inauguration are now skewering that professor for downplaying the size of Glenn Beck's crowd last weekend. Crowd estimate expert Stephen Doig of Arizona State University says Obama's crowd was half of what the media claimed.
All right.
Inauguration.
Who are you?
Doig John Travolta.
But he's now putting Glenn Beck's crowd at between 80,000 and 90,000 people. Mm-hmm. Beck has been saying 300,000 to 500,000.
Beck's a
dick.
Getting well back said. To
why does he have to lie?
And that's
80
the news.
And 90, 80
that's
and 90,000
300 or
but
half I mean, a million.
But it's a big number.
80 and 90 is fantastic.
Of course it is.
So say 100,000, 300, because that's what he's about. That's what O'Reilly's about. They're about. They're all about that. If they lose their bombacity and their bull s. They lose their livelihood.
Right. Yeah.
So, of course, he's going to go, oh, there are 100 million people there.
Everyone was there.
And they are all so in love with me.
And that, I mean, literally.
Boy, what a
dick. That was the debut, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Do you remember the Million Man March years ago?
I do, but I, how can I be more, yes, I do. Yes, it's a visual
there
one.
Was
I don't
like
a, do
there was like 100,000 people there.
Oh, mm-hmm. No, there were. You can say all you want. You can say there were 80,000 people. I will tell you, I was there. Ladies and gentlemen, I was there, and there were 2 billion people there.
Wow. Seems high, Glenn.
Yeah.
Things are getting back to normal as much as possible at the headquarters of the Discovery Channel here in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. An environmental whack job who believed the biggest threat to the planet was people.
James Lee.
Was shot and killed in that Silver Spring, Maryland building yesterday. He held some hostages for a while with what appeared to be explosive devices strapped to his back and chest. Fortunately, nobody besides the gunman was hurt. James Lee had 11 demands, including a commitment from the cable network to stop airing shows that, quote, encourage the birth of more parasitic human infants.
He didn't like children, and he didn't like John and Kate Plus 8. He didn't like the Duggars. He didn't like any of the shows that glorify the birth
reproduction. Yeah.
So he's
and
kind
human,
of like
human
an,
reproduction.
Like an Asian Buzz.
He's or Robert Mike.
It start.
We hate those shows too.
It started behind a stroller. History and a couple of quick items. History in the making. The Fox TV station in Sacramento has aired the first ever television commercial for a medical marijuana dispensary.
Ooh.
And you would have found this if it was buried.
It was
on page
television.
70 of the, you know, of the Gazette from your local Whole Foods. You would have found this story.
And this one. Sears.
A little bit of Beck in there.
Why Sears. Is marijuana... Have you ever wondered why marijuana is so important to you? I'm Big Dick Beck.
Sears has removed from its website a series of mouse pads that say, among other things, my kid had sex with your honor student.
Oh, nice. I've seen that.
One says, my kid got your honor student pregnant.
Or my kid can beat up your honor
student. There's another one that goes even farther.
That's bright.
A 22-year-old.
I think those are fantastic.
Yeah, sure
these next two stories are especially for you, Mike. A 22-year-old New York man jumped from a 39-story high-rise in Manhattan this week with the intention of dying.
Mm-hmm.
He survived the fall of more than 400 feet despite reaching a speed of roughly 126 miles an hour before impact. But contrary to his plan, Thomas McGill fell through the rear window of a Dodge Charger and landed in the back seat.
McGill?
His injuries were limited to a broken leg and a collapsed lung. He's in rough shape, but doctors say he will be fine.
Some people can't do anything right.
I know.
McGill hoped to be an actor, but worked at DKNY to pay his bills.
Oh, what a shame. Well, I'm glad he survived.
And on I-95 in Connecticut, a man fell out of his moving car, which just happens to be a Dodge Charger.
Yes, that's
the
good.
The car motored on for another fifth of a mile before hitting a light pole and a guardrail. The man is now also undergoing psychiatric evaluation.
I don't want to disappoint you, and I have to, in the interest of fairness and accuracy, I have a Dodge Challenger.
Right.
Not
I understand.
Not a Charger.
But I knew you would enjoy these stories.
It's a Dodge.
An amazing coincidence, isn't it?
Rob and I are both part of the Chrysler family now.
Right. Mopar or no car, Mike?
Mopar or no car. You got to work hard to fall out of your own car.
I did it just twice today.
On his way here.
What happened? Was it the drive-in?
Right.
A union official says the company that owns that Bolivian mine in which 33 workers have been trapped for over 3 weeks.
Santana Industries.
This company.
Isn't it Chile?
I'm sorry, Chilean. I was thinking of Oscar when I wrote this.
Yes, okay.
The Chilean
mine. It's all
mine.
In South America. It's all the same.
The company.
That's where they mine Dodge Chargers.
They drink. Do they drink Pisco Sours in Bolivia as well as Chile?
Yeah. And Inca Cola.
All right, they both drink the Pisco.
Well, there
that's
you go.
A yellow cola.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
The company that owns that mine, according to a union rep there, says the company cannot afford to pay the men while they're down there. They're not getting paid for the period of time.
Oh, my God.
Not at all, not anything.
Oh, my God.
The company cannot afford to settle the lawsuits it's going to be facing.
The Chilean broadcast system.
Wow.
The company is so broke, it's not even helping in the rescue efforts because it doesn't have the money to do so.
Wow.
Jesus Sounds about Christ. Right.
And finally.
Is it that corrupt and like they're just saying F it?
It's a third world country.
We were admiring them.
Same deal.
We were admiring them at first for having that great safe room and thinking, well, why don't we have those here? And
they're worse than we are.
Right.
Yeah.
As it turns out.
Try driving on some of their roads.
Okay.
But there we go. In some ways, they're just the same. And finally, one of those trapped miners in Chile may not be looking forward to being rescued. As she waited anxiously outside the mine for news of her husband's condition, Marta Salinas met Susana Valenzuela. Susana is the mistress of Marta's trapped husband.
Oh, dear.
Quoting the wife, he loves me. Quoting the mistress, who says Yanni was planning on leaving Marta, we are in love. I will wait for him. Yeah, and the missus will be waiting as well.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Man. Get out.
Well, that is putting a very new, interesting spin on that Chilean mine disaster.
Meanwhile, that guy's down there with a shovel filling the hole back up.
But the first hole he's gotten stuck in.
Our show today was brought to you by BFD Fantasy Football. Get advice from a proven winner. How many on Ustream do we have, RJ?
156.
Got almost halfway
Not
there.
Thick enough.
Congratulations. Not enough.
Roll those sleeves down, Mike.
Get advice from a proven winner. BFD Fantasy Football, ranked one of America's best when it comes to the world's biggest fantasy football competition. TMOS listeners. I can't say TMOS.
It's hard, isn't it?
Mike O'Mara Show. It's TMOS. It's fine for like hats and crap.
Right.
I can't have it on copy anymore. I can't read it.
I think you can do it.
TMOS listeners. Kind of rolls off the tongue. Get more than 15% off by emailing Lou at bfdfantasyfootball.com. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our web host is BlueBot. This program cannot be rebroadcast in any form without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeOMaraShow.com. We depend on advertising, and you can reach tens of thousands of folks right here.
Right.
Click advertise at MikeOMaraShow.com or call 301-244-8773. For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying won't be taking the shirt off. So long. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
TMOS.